With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A new strike force will target organized crime that law enforcement says continues to plague the Bakken oil patch. According to Montana U.S. Attorney Mike Cotter, those offenses range from drug and weapons trafficking to environmental and white-collar crimes. The new strike force includes federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies and dozens of individual agents. It'll build on another collaborative law enforcement program created in 2013. Cotter says three full-time FBI agents will soon be based in Williston, North Dakota.
And on the Montana side in Sydney, we will have two FBI agents. They're on long-term details and duty.
They'll be accompanied by two state agents who will be sworn in as federal officers. That'll let them conduct investigations across state lines. Cotter says these are valuable additions to the Bakken.
Actually, it's boots on the ground. It's men and women who are going to be able to organize the efforts of local law enforcement to target the organizations and to investigate and then disrupt and dismantle the organizations that are moving the drugs into that section of the state.
Cotter predicts more investigators and prosecutors will be available in the Bakken in coming months. Three men in Montana's Republican Party are vying for the role of party chair. Party Executive Director Chris Shipp said today that Representative Jeff Essman of Billings and former Madison County Commissioner Dan Happel will challenge Will Deschamp of Missoula for the position. Deschamp has been chairman since 2009. Up to 300 Republicans will elect a chairman along with vice chair, secretary, and regional representatives at their annual convention in Helena on June 27th. Insurance companies offering plans in Montana under President Barack Obama's health care law are requesting double-digit rate increases next year. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is asking regulators to approve an average increase of about 22% over the rates approved in 2015 for its individual plans. Pacific Source is asking for an average 32% increase. The Montana Health Cooperative is requesting an average 34% increase. The insurers last week warned of possible rate increase requests after reporting losses last year, but the details of their proposals were only recently released on the healthcare.gov website. Company officials say the costs have been much higher than what had been estimated when the online exchange launched in 2013. State Auditor Monica Lindeen's office is reviewing the proposed hikes. The first part of June has brought badly needed rain to Montana, but it's barely making up for a particularly dry month of May. National Weather Service hydrologist Ray Nicholas says recent storms dumped almost 2 inches of rain near Polebridge in northwest Montana. That's normally as much rain as Missoula gets during the entire month of May.
And in the month of May, we only had 0.76. So we're kind of behind the eight ball, and this precipitation that we just had go through is certainly a blessing, because without that, you know, things would just continue to get drier.
Stream flows in the Bitterroot and upper stretches of the Clark Fork River from Butte to Missoula are among the best in the region, but unseasonably hot and dry weather is expected by the weekend. Nicholas doesn't think a few days of hot temperatures will cancel out any of the recent moisture gains.
We need longer stretches of periods where we get lack of precipitation and warm temperatures, where you're talking, you know, like week or two on end. But the longer we go without precipitation, you'll see stream flows start to tail off pretty quick.
Nicholas says long-term models are calling for more rain in the southwest United States this summer, and it's a 50-50 chance that much of that will make it to western Montana. He says eastern Montana has a better shot of getting some of the residual moisture. Glacier National Park rangers have captured and euthanized a black bear near the head of Lake McDonald. Park spokeswoman Denise German says the bear was euthanized Monday after a homeowner reported the bear attacked his dog on the porch and carried it into a wooded area Saturday. Park rangers on Monday caught in a trap a 5-year-old male black bear weighing about 200 pounds and, through photos and bear scat, identified it as the bear involved in the attack. Park officials believe the bear was a potential threat to human safety due to the aggressive manner in which it approached the residents and attacked and consumed the dog. The black bear was euthanized in accordance with Glacier National Park's bear management plan. A grizzly bear that killed 5 sheep over the weekend is in the custody of wildlife officials and being relocated near Flathead National Forest. The Great Falls Tribune reports wildlife officials captured the 2 to 3-year-old bear Monday near Fort Shaw. They radio-collared it and approved it to be moved 106 miles from Jay Skoog's sheep and the other ranchers along the Sun River. The bear was captured in one of 2 foot snares set after it had eluded the first trap that was set. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologist and grizzly bear specialist Mike Medell says the 277-pound male bear is not yet an adult and could grow larger than average. He said the hope is that it won't come in conflict with humans again. A 92-year-old Seeley Lake man has died after the car he was driving collided with a dump truck south of Seeley Lake. KECI-TV reports the man was driving a Subaru Legacy Tuesday afternoon when he pulled out in front of a dump truck that was headed south on Montana Highway 83. He was not wearing a seatbelt. In the wake of allegations against the American Lands Council, the state legislative panel that embraced its ideas last session has fallen silent on public lands jurisdiction. Montana's Environmental Quality Council in 2013 found, quote, an urgent need to correct the way federal public lands are managed. But the committee has no plans to revisit the subject after subsequent legislative proposals failed this year. The change of heart coincides with the absence from the committee of Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder of Thompson Falls. Fielder spearheaded the effort to study and change federal land management. The nonprofit American Lands Council pushes for Western states to take control of federal public lands. On Monday, a watchdog group asked attorneys general in three states, including Montana, to investigate the council for allegedly peddling fiction for financial gain. Council President Ken Ivory has denied wrongdoing. A 15-member committee has been chosen to help facilitate the closure of the Montana Developmental Center in Boulder over the next 2 years. Governor Steve Bullock today announced his 11 picks for the Montana Developmental Center Transition Planning Committee. His choices include two family members of those with severe disabilities committed to MDC, a representative of MDC employees, and providers of community-based developmental services, among others. The other four members named by legislative leadership are bill-sponsor Democratic Senator Robin Driscoll of Billings, Democratic Representative Mary Ann Dunwell of Helena, and Republicans Senator Fred Thomas of Stevensville and Representative Kirk Wagner of Montana City. Wagner was a vocal opponent of the center's closure during the legislative session. Legislators struggled with the decision to close the facility, known for cases of abuse and neglect, but in April passed a bill to shutter it. Wildlife officials are looking for the public's input on five options that could replace Montana's almost 15-year-old Yellowstone Bison Management Plan. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Bozeman Region Supervisor Sam Shepard says a lot has changed since the 2001 plan was put into place to help manage population and the spread of brucellosis between livestock and bison. The five proposed conservation plans attempt to address those changes, like the lessening cattle population near park boundaries. Only one does not allow for population control through slaughter. People can provide input on the proposals through June 15th. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.